Okay, so I'm actually incredibly excited you're here and you brought up what I was talking about, because that's a point that I would like to discuss with you in this group, is that in our state where we're feeling like our economic vitality is weak at best, right? So if we start looking at what is working in our state, for me in York County, it's the restaurants that are very seasonal. In Turner, Maine, it's the apple farms. In Presque Isle, the county, it's the potato fields, the broccoli patches. I just learned about last night speaking with a representative. And that's exciting to me, that there's growth and there's still things that are working. But the one message that I've experienced and that I've heard over and over from both Republicans and Democratic and independent representatives is that the jobs in these industries, in the restaurant industry, in our cyclical season, a lot of our restaurants cannot hire enough Native citizens for the positions. And they are Republican constituents, Democratic constituents are dependent on the immigrant workforce that comes into York County for those restaurants. In Turner, Maine, apple picking, it is imperative that they rely on the immigrant workforce. And in actually, in situations, they're paying them more per hour than they would pay our workforce. And I asked, how is that even possible if there is such a job shortage? And the response was that when they do hire, I apologize for my terminology, but when they do hire people from Maine, Mainers, they can only last at the back-breaking work for a certain amount of time. And then the other issue with that is if they do take those positions, they lose their benefits. They lose their insurance. So there's no progressive step up to work out of the cycle of, and I do have a point, I'm getting there really quickly, is that so if we take at this, and in our state, the workforce with the immigrants coming in, that's working. If we know that works and that supports our small business people and that supports our municipal economies, our state economy, why are we then working against that and not supporting that group of people? And with our aging workforce, we're very limited in the amount of people that can fill those roles.